You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time to hear from another young blind musician, writer, performer and producer now here on RNIB Connect Radio, as I'm joined by Bradley McKnight, who has already released an EP of his music, but has a new track called All I Need, which is going to be released on the 28th of March via YouTube and all those other streaming platforms. Hello, Bradley, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby. Thank you very much for letting me come on to this interview today. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
So, Bradley, how did you get into writing, performing and producing your own music as a blind person? Because I'm sure many blind and partially sighted people might want to get into music, but probably don't have the know-how or confidence to do so.
Yeah, that's fine. So I'll start from the beginning. So my music journey began back in about March 2015 when I was around 9, when my granddad turned his old tool shed into like a practice space where I began singing cover songs and putting them on my own YouTube channel. And then I started making all of those. And then in 2022, I began making my own music and putting it on all of the streaming services. And then in 2023, I joined an organization called Inspire Youth Arts, which like is an organization dedicated to helping not just blind and visually impaired musicians, but also like disabled musicians who are in a wheelchair and things like that, make music and live the career that they want to live, on a flagship project called VIP, which is dedicated to visually impaired and blind people, where I met my friend Marshall Fairbrother, who is also an artist, and he got me into the idea of buying my first MacBook and beginning in Logic Pro, as that is, I found, the most accessible digital audio workstation, which is equipped with Apple's VoiceOver, which is already built into the machine.
Yeah, because I suppose I wondered, you know, sort of how it is putting, you know, like, because I think you've had an EP out already, but also putting other tracks together, you know, sort of how easy is it to do that as a blind musician, you know, to get a track or two together, get it published and everything else. I mean, how accessible is all that sort of, I suppose, it's know-how and I suppose bits and bobs to, you know, sort of record a track, get it published and get it released? I mean, is it an accessible process for somebody who's blind or partially sighted?
Most of the process is. So the production process and the mixing and mastering process is definitely accessible. You just need, it'll just come with practice, like learning Logic or Pro Tools or any other DAW. As for stuff like the artwork, obviously I don't do that, so I get somebody that's sighted to do it. I know there's lots of AI tools out there now, but even if I did use them, I'd still get somebody to have a look from a visual perspective to verify it. As far as the publishing side, for independent artists, we have to use a music distributor, and the most accessible one with keyboard shortcuts and navigating the webpage that I've found is one called DistroKid. And they, like other distributors, put your music on streaming services like Spotify, iTunes and all of that without the need of a record label. So it's just the stuff like artwork and things like that, anything visual that you might need to get sighted assistance with.
So tell me a bit more about All I Need. How did the idea for the track come about and what was it like putting the track together and getting it out there? I mean, it's a really, really catchy track, and I do feel, this might just be me, but I think there's a bit of maybe slight sort of country feel to that guitar at the beginning. And was it you playing the guitar?
So as part of Inspire Youth Arts, they've got a orchestra called Able Orchestra, which is the very first Arts Council funded disability led ensemble, which aims to promote the idea of like anybody, whether you're disabled or not, has the opportunity to make music. So I was in a studio for 2 days last August with a producer from that orchestra, and we just sat down and I played all the virtual instruments in on the computer and he played the guitar. And then when we wrote the lyrics, we had kind of an idea for like a, I'd say like a love song in mind, or some might interpret it as like a song about friendship or a love song. And it just came together really nicely. And we decided on the name of All I Need. And yeah, I've just been pushing it ever since, because I feel like this song's got a lot of potential, because obviously this kind of topic is in the charts at the moment, so a lot of people can relate to it.
And I think the track has already been out on a few sort of radio stations as well, which is really good, because that must be good for getting your name out there and getting your music heard.
Yeah, so All I Need, and as well as my other music just recently, has been played on BBC Music Introducing in the East Midlands, which is a platform where you can upload your songs to the BBC, and if you're lucky, they'll play it on like all the major radio stations like Nottinghamshire, Leicester, Derby, Lincoln. I haven't had one on Radio 1 yet, because that is a rarity, but I'm hoping for that one day. And I'm hoping that this one gets played as well.
We're going to hear All I Need in a moment. But before we do, Bradley, what would you say to other young blind and partially sighted people who want to start writing and recording their own music, to encourage them and help them, I suppose, in a way, get their music out there? Is there one or two things that you would say to them that would give them a bit of advice and encourage them?
So one piece of advice I would say is basically go ahead, because there's plenty of resources, there's plenty of lovely people out there that will help you along the way, such as myself. There's plenty of like forums and things to get you started. Like, I'm in many WhatsApp groups that teach blind and visually impaired people about stuff like Logic and Pro Tools and how to get started in music production. And I think if you go around people that, like, for example, I'm around a lot of blind and visually impaired people all the time. So it's just who you're friends with at the same time.
And if people want to sort of find out a little bit more about you, hear some of your previous music, is there a website or YouTube page or a social media channel that they can find you on?
I haven't got a website yet, but you can find me on all of the major streaming platforms, your Spotify's, your Amazon, your iTunes, Apple Music. But you can also find my Facebook page, TikTok page, YouTube channel, all under the artist name Bradley McKnight.
Well, thank you so much indeed, Bradley, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio, telling me a bit more about your music and also about All I Need, which I think is a really good track and a really catchy one too.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me onto the station, Toby. It's been a pleasure.
And when I met you, I never knew that you would be good enough for me. And now that you're here...